在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
For the last 2 years, the Los Angeles area has seen an increasing number of metal thefts, reported Paul Moyer, co-anchor of Local 6 O'Clock News. Sometime before dawn Wednesday, thieves had stolen the copper wire out of 6 lamp posts. A day earlier, a heavy 7-foot-tall bronze statue of a gold miner in West LA has disappeared. 8 manhole covers in downtown LA had been removed 3 nights earlier. At least twice a week, Moyer reported thieves steal copper from construction sites. All this metal is sold as scrap. The price of copper today is 6 times what it was just 6 years ago. Even the federal government is reducing production of pennies because it now takes 2 cents worth of copper to produce a 1 cent penny. LA's police chief, Bill Bratton, promised that he was going to increase the number of cameras and light patrols around statues and all outdoor metal sculptures in LA. He said the metal thieves were destroying LA's cultural history. He reminded thieves that they were endangering their own lives when they cut into live wires, and they were endangering drivers' lives when they removed manhole covers. Moyer, famous for his wit, ended his special report by joking that it was a good thing that the Statue of Liberty was not in Los Angeles Harbor. "I bet that would be worth a pretty penny," chuckled his blonde co-anchor.